This is Iconic.
Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things, well, not 13th Age this season. We are going to be covering a brand new game from Pelgrim, but welcome to everyone for who may be joining us for the first time. We're going to be doing this entire season live on Twitch and then pushing it to the podcast feed and breaking the episode up. So this is going to be our inaugural episode. Yes, it is live. Good to see you, Kirk. Everybody, say hi to Kirk. And
hi, Kirk.
So for those of you who may be joining us new or listening for the first time, we're going to take a little bit of time and talk about who we are, what we do, and what we are currently playing in or running in today. I'll start us off. I'm JM. You may know me if you are following the Iconic Production channel. I am the guy who does the behind the screen on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I co-host Exploring Glorantha with Evan on the third Saturday of every month. And then on the fourth Saturday of every month, I kind of host a little roundtable for the Grand Campaign. But you may not know that all of that is due to this show. This is the Iconic Podcast, and Mark and Nick and I started this like 5 years ago, well, more like 8 years ago. We had a couple of breaks. Becca joined during season four, and we have been talking about 13th Age for a while, but we'll get to that in a second. Mark and Becca, why don't you guys introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mark. Again, part of the podcast crew. If you watch some other streaming that we might have done, you might have seen me pop in games for Fading Suns and Torg for other players. I run a once-a-month game, the third Saturday month, for our patrons, which I think one of them is in the chat right now. Mm-hmm. We play The Dark Eye, but some, you know, we're up to play other games too. We started doing 13th Age when we first started it. And as you would guess, we play in each other's games, either run games or play in either Jam's games or Becca's games or other ones.
So. Oh, no.
It's true.
All right. So, yeah, I'm Becca. As Jam said, I got to join this show, podcast, circus a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And it has been wonderful to do so. You'll have seen me on a variety of games on the Ulysses channel. As well, and then I run a somewhat weekly game of 13th Age at my house that, yes, Mark is a part of. Mm-hmm. And then I do a whenever we can online D&D game. And then I'm in like a Jackal's game and a few others, not as many as there used to be. And I'm feeling the void, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so if you follow behind the screens, I kind of gave my once-a-month after-action report, but Mark and Becca both play in that Jackals game that I was talking about, and then I run the Torg game on the Ulysses International channel on Tuesday nights. You can come over there and check it out. Torg Eternity, the latest iteration of that game. And then on Sundays, I run a sort of kids-only second edition D&D game, AD&D, that is just a ton of fun. So up until now, for the last six or five seasons, we have been a podcast that has been exclusively focused on 13th Age. We've done like bonus shows. We've done a couple of other things, but we've been basically a 13th Age focused podcast. And for the plan for season six is we're going to pivot away from 13th Age for a season. And we're going to talk about another Pelgrim game. And this is, we're going to talk about Gumshoe rather than 13th Age for a season. Now, it's not that we don't love 13th Age. Becca is contributed to the upcoming Behemoths book. I'm still doing line development. We still love, like, Becca's running a 13th Age game. Mark's playing in a 13th Age game. We still love 13th Age. And we're still going to cover any new news that comes out for 13th Age. So when Drakenhall finally releases physically, we'll have Ben on the show who contributed to that. When Behemoths releases physically, we'll do an episode where we talk about Behemoths with Becca and Ben.
We talked about, instead of taking like another hiatus, we you know, if you've looked at the Pelgrim site, they have a plethora of other games that we've never talked about. Mm-hmm. And we just want to really show some love for some of those other games, which some of us have played before, mm-hmm. Coming under the gumshoe heading. And there's several different games that we will cover through the season that come under the gumshoe. Gumshoe is the, I guess we'd say, the system. And then mm-hmm. there's little tweaks depending if it's, you know, Cthulhu or Knights Black Agents or any of the other games that come under use the gumshoe system. So we just want to share some love with all the other great stuff that they put out, because it's the same quality that you've seen in 13th Age, and we just want to share some love.
Yeah. So we're still going to be, it's going to be the same quality of the show. We're going to have the same release schedule. We're just going to do a live show that if you are present for, you get to interact in the chat and maybe talk with us about it. And we're going to push these out with minimal editing. Again, the goal here is going to be to take the live show and turn it into the podcast. At least that's the goal right now. Patrons always have the opportunity to discuss that with us and say, hey, we would like you to do some more editing. We'd like you to point out this thing. If you're not a member of the patronage, please jump over, and would like to be, jump over to Iconic Production Patreon at patreon.com/iconicproduction, and you get invited to our Discord channel. You get invited to all of the polls and the discussions, and at certain levels, you get to play in Mark's Dark Eye game, which is just a huge bonus. Let's jump into Gumshoe. So, why Gumshoe? Well, it's still Pelmy. Obviously, we love Pelmy and love signal boosting for them. But also, it falls into a very similar niche as 13th Age. And that niche is a great balance between the system and a very narrative-focused game. All of the Gumshoe games are sort of built on this system that Robin Laws and Ken Height kind of put together. I think Robin did the first version of it. And essentially, he was tired of running investigative games where it all came down to make your perception or spot hidden rule to find the clue to go to the next scene. Mm-hmm. Everybody fails. He was tired of that. So he built a game where if you have the right skill and you are in the right location, you automatically get the clue that you need. And so the game shifts from, did I find the clue, to, we have all of the clues. What does that mean?
When I first read through what the Gumshoe system was, I was a little disappointed that I was done with my Call of Cthulhu game. Because I had really felt this when I was running that game. And since I had done so many years and so much work in 13th Age, I like the idea of fail forward. And so mm-hmm. in my Call of Cthulhu games, even if characters didn't catch all the clues, they were still able to like fail forward and get onto the next spot. Because I experienced times when the players just didn't get it. Well, now we're stuck. So what can we do instead? To see it put into a more mechanical way that's broken down of like, no, you get the clues. It's not a fail forward. It's not a, all right, I'm going to give this to you out of pity, but this is how the game works. You will get the clues because you are that type of person. I really liked that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought is like 13th Age. You start out as we said, big damn heroes compared to other D20 fantasy. And you, like Becca said, fail forward. Same thing here. You're not, you know, the rookie cop on the beat. You are Jason Bourne, who knows how to hack, how to do all these spy things, or like James Bond. You are that level. And I loved it so much that I've actually done house rules in my Dark Eye game because of the same thing. It's like, no one's dice is doing anything tonight. I was like, you know what? You have that skill. Here's some basic knowledge you get. If you want more, then roll, get your successes or your quality levels in that game. Just because, there's so many times you're just, and I'm sure we've all experienced it as players, you're kind of stuck, your brain's not working, and like you make the die roll and my dice are failing. Mm-hmm. And it's just rough on everyone then. So
we'll also put into the notes Gar, who has been on the show multiple times. Gar wrote a supplement called Lorefinder, where he takes the Gumshoe's rules for investigation and general skills and applies it to Pathfinder. and breaks the Pathfinder 1 skills up into investigation skills that then work like Gumshoe. And I think it used to be available for free. I think they now put some art in it and have it as a PDF. But if you're at all interested in this, when we get through this episode, if this sounds interesting to you, but you play a more like F20 game, you should definitely go check out the Lorefinder rules on the Pelgrane Press website. So we all know what F20 games, kind of how they typically go, right? You meet at an inn, you encounter some problem outside of town, that problem leads you to an underground complex of some sort populated with monsters and relics of the past. You deal with that, you come back, you move forward. And people break from that mold all the time. You can also, the mold works, right?
It does.
If it isn't Baroque, Gumshoes follow kind of a similar pattern as well. There's some sort of investigation trigger, something that attracts the attention of the investigators. And investigator is a good way for explaining what a character is in Gumshoe. We're going to cover 3 of the games this year, and again, we'll kind of cover that a little bit later. But in all of them, you still play an investigator. Sometimes you're a bookish investigator like Lovecraft. Sometimes you're a much more action-oriented investigator like Jason Bourne or John Wick. And sometimes you are a, let's call it an investigator of loot, a la Conan or Fawhurt and the Grey Mouser. Hey, Rook, good to see you in the chat. Thank you for joining us. So that usually uncovers a sinister conspiracy that leads to a trail of clues. And so Gumshoe benefits from a GM who is willing to put a little bit more prep in because you want to make sure you know what clues lead from one scene to another. And we get into this, there's a lot of great information for GMs on how to build this. But essentially, think of it almost like building rooms for a dungeon, except that the rooms are not connected and the clues need to lead from one spot to another.
I was just thinking about how, you know, we love the action movies that give us little twists on where we think the plot is going. And so if you have a group of players, especially if you have players who aren't exactly comfortable, say, spinning their whole backstory for a reason to use that background, a la 13th Age, but you have the group who's like, oh, well, if I found a green gemstone here and a set of footprints over there, obviously this goes together. And you as the GM can be like, of course it goes together. You guys are so smart. OMG. And yet you can still, if you've put in the work, be able to throw in those twists and make people feel like they are in their action movie, whether it is more Indiana Jones exploring the ruins, or if it's more James Bond uncovering the sinister plot from your nemesis, or, you know, so you can kind of figure out which way you want your players to go.
Yeah. And the other nice thing about it is there are multiple campaigns and short adventures for all of the game lines. So they are well-supported game lines. But the other thing is they give you some great tools. I'm thinking of Knights Black Agents, the Conspirator, which is a very easy way to do it. You say, who's the big bad guy? Who are the bad guy's lieutenants? Where are they located at? Who are their lieutenants? Where are they located at? All the way down. And essentially, the players can start at any point along the base, and you always have to provide a clue one level up, and left and right. That's the minimum clues. And so they work their way up this conspiracy to whoever is behind the big thing.
If you're in the 13th Age game, don't pay attention to this, but I use that for Dark Eye.
Yeah, it's a great tool that is well worth it for basically any role playing. Again, look at the designers who have put this together. This is Robin Laws. Guide to Good Game Mastering. He worked on Glorantha. He's done this. He did Hill Folk. He did the drama system. He worked on Hero Quest. You have Ken Height, who basically any horror game Ken Height has touched or worked on. Like these are paragons of the gaming industry, much like Rob is and Jonathan are for F20 games. So while there are no, I mean, there are resources online for Gumshoe, but we're going to cover basically three of them, and they're free, and we'll have links in the show notes for all three of these. But there is a 101 doc for players, and then there is a 101 and a 201 doc for GMs. So the three Gumshoe games we're actually going to cover this season, and I have books for two of them, and we'll hopefully I'll get the book for the third one before too long. We're going to start with next month. We're going to start looking at Trail of Cthulhu, and Trail of Cthulhu is Ken Height's version of Robin Law's Gumshoe system, and it is taking the investigative system and applying it to Cthulhu. But there's some really unique things that they do in this game when it comes to monsters and fear and sanity that is just, it's a really, if you like Cthulhu but want something a little less robust than the Chaosium version, this is a wonderful game to get. Then, Ken, because he can't just do one game, he did, and I think this is Mark and I how we got into this game. We got into Gumshoe. This is Night's Black Agents. And Night's Black Agents is a game where you are playing burned spies who are hunting vampires. And you have rules for vampire creation. So maybe your vampires are very traditional Dracula. Maybe they're alien parasites that are infesting the spines of people. There are rules for building vampires and rules for playing the spies who hunt them down. And then the third one that we're going to cover at the end of season six is Swords of the Serpentine, which is essentially like Conan, Fawkner, the Great Mouser, kind of a pulp action adventure Gumshoe system.
Well, that brings us to a close of this first episode of season six of the Iconic Podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks where we explore more about the Gumshoe system and we talk about the free resources that Pelgrane Press provides for GMs and players as an introduction to this unique system. We'll see you then.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
You've been listening to the Iconic Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and more information about the show. Thanks for listening.